Alaska senators failed to block cuts to the F-22 Raptor fighter jet program today on a vote of 58-40. The Senate approved an amendment to the defense authorization bill that cuts funding for seven F-22s. President Obama and Defense Secretary Robert Gates did not want the additional fighters and said defense money could be better spent elsewhere. The jets would have come with a price tag of $1.75 billion. That didn't stop Democrat Mark Begich from voting to fund new F-22s, which he supported from his seat on the Armed Services Committee. He says today's vote won't immediately affect Alaska. Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage is home to two squadrons, but Begich says the proposed jets would not necessarily have ended up there.
It has no impact to Alaska in the sense of what we have currently up there. The House version has F-22 funding in there. The Senate version would have been a little more money, more resource. So in conference, they'll have to battle this issue and deal with it. But, I wanted to be consistent, but also it was important to make the statement about the F-22s, and Alaska has benefited a great deal from them.
Elmendorf is in the process of retiring F-15 fighters, and within the year will only have F-22s on base. Senator Lisa Murkowski says today's no vote on building more F-22s might eventually impact Alaska. It may signal a trend of cutting down on the fighters. Murkowski says she also cast her vote in favor of more jets for national reasons.
It truly is an issue where, as we focus on our defense and our assets that provide for our defense, that we make sure that that which we have, we're able to really continue to operate and maintain. We take down the production line of the F-22, and our ability to provide for instance, the maintenance, the backup parts for these aircraft, is limited.
Today's vote was seen as a victory for the White House, and most Democrats sided with the president.